Blog Talk Radio.
You got it. Go ahead.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another wonderful day. I'd like to say hello to Apostle Dr. Willie Hunter and thank God for him and all the great work that he's doing all around the world. I tell you, Apostle Hunter, you're doing the greater works. You're doing the greater works. You're helping people to be fed and taken care of spiritually by feeding them the word of God through this mighty broadcast. And I thank God for allowing me. I thank you for allowing me to be a part of what God is doing through your life. And I like to say hello to all those who are listening all around the world. I'm Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center Church International at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. Our Sunday services began at 10:30 a.m. and our Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Come by and worship with us. I'd love to see your face in the place. Wherever you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and let's read verse 8. The scripture says, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof." Part A of that scripture is what I want you to look at. God says in Ecclesiastes 7, 8, better. Things are going to get better for you. Better is the end of a thing. Your latter shall be better. Oh, glory to God. Things are not deteriorating. Things are not falling apart. No. Things are getting better for you. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. No, stop. Don't be looking to die. Look for things to get better. Don't be looking to be destroyed. Look for things to get better. God says better. He says your latter is going to be better. Turn to Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8, and let's read verse 7. Though thy beginning was small. You know, when we start off small. And there's a scripture who said, who has despised the day of small beginnings? Don't belittle, don't be despise your small beginnings. Because though your beginning was small, yet your latter end should greatly increase. Though your beginning it was small, your latter end, brother, your latter end, sister, will increase. The message God has given me for everyone who's listening today is things are going to get better.
Amen.
Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better for your life. I don't care how things look right now. Don't be moved by how things look. Only by what you believe, and that's the word of God. Things are going to get better. Look at 1 Peter chapter. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you tonight and show you in the scripture how things are going to get better for you. Oh, glory to God. You might be in the hospital bed listening tonight. God wanted me to tell you that things are going to get better for you. You might be going through some complications, maybe in your body. God told me to tell you that things are going to get better for you. Might be having some trouble in your household or your ministry or your business. God wanted me to let you know tonight that things are going to get better for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, the scripture says, But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered just a little while, he make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Think, oh, yeah, you might be going through some suffering. But after that has all been done, after that's over, establish you and settle you. That word establish means to set up on a permanent basis. God's going to set you up. God's going to promote you and elevate you after you have suffered for just a little while. Oh, glory to God. He's going to perfect you. He's going to perfect all things that are concerning you. God is going to make things better. Things are getting better. Things are getting better. things are going to get better for you. Oh, glory be to God. Look at Psalm 34. Turn to Psalm 34. Hallelujah. I'm taking you through the scripture, showing you where things are going to get better for you. Now, things might not be going as well as you would like them to be going right now, but God wanted me to stop by and tell you tonight that things are going to get better for you. Mm-hmm. Let God be the truth and every man a lie. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 18 and 19. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. If you're humble in the sight of God and you're doing what God tells you to do, you're not perfect, but being faithful, God's going to make sure that things get better for you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. Verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. We suffer many afflictions throughout life. We're going to have our hard times. We're going to have our difficult times. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, thank God for that but. That's one of the most beautiful buts I've ever seen in my life. Hallelujah. Yeah. But the Lord delivered him out of them all. Oh, glory to God. What a beautiful but. God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but, hallelujah, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. Hallelujah. That's the most beautiful but I've ever seen in my life right there. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 30. Turn to Psalm 30, and let's read verse 5. Verse 5 says, for his anger endureth but a moment. God will not stay angry with you. It's only going to last a moment. God's not going to stay mad. He's not going to stay angry with you. God gets angry, but the Bible says here that it only endureth, it only lasts for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God's going to make you joyful. Hallelujah. I said, God is going to make you joyful. Things might be difficult right now, but God, you got a promise from God, he's going to make you joyful. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 115. Isn't God's word wonderful? I tell you, I just love God's word. Oh, it's health to my navel. It's health and strength to my body. It healeth my bones. Oh, glory to God. I love God's word. Psalm 115, verses 11 through 15. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. When you respect God, he is going to protect you. He's your help and your shield. A shield is for protection. God is saying that I'm going to protect. God is better than ADT. Hallelujah. Oh, he's better than ADT Security Company. God will protect you when you respect him. Oh, glory to God. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. Don't you know that you and I are on God's mind? God has been mindful of us. What is he thinking about? What is he thinking about concerning us? That he will bless us. He will bless the house of Yisrael. That's us. We have been engrafted into the family of God. If we belong to Christ, then are we Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. So this is talking, the scripture is talking to us. He will bless the house of Yisrael. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that respect him, that respect the Lord, both great and small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Things are going to get better for you and your children. Oh, glory be to God. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We're talking about Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's his name. And he's going to bless you and your children. Oh, glory be to God. Things are going to get better for you. Hallelujah. Let's look at Daniel chapter 3. Turn to Daniel chapter 3. Oh, glory to God. I'm so excited. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father. Daniel chapter 3. And let's read verses 28 through 30. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make it known the king never make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. God is letting you and I know what shall be in our latter days. Things are going to get better for you. Thy dreams and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into the mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets, make it known to thee what shall come to pass. And that's what God is doing for you and I today, those who are listening. God is letting you know what shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Things are going to get better for you. Hallelujah. Verse 30, but as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom, that I have more than any living, but for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to the king, that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. God is the one who reveals secrets. He tells us what's about to come to pass. And I'm relaying God's message to you. Things are going to get better for you. That's what God told me to tell you today. Things are going to get better for you. All you got to do is trust in the Lord. That word trust is betak. All you've got to do in Hebrew, all you got to do is trust in the Lord. You got to know that the Lord is going to prosper you. You've got to believe what he's telling you today. The Bible says in this word, believe his prophet and you shall prosper. I'm up here giving you a prophetic word from God. And it's the truth. I'm giving you the word to back it up. Things are going to get better for you, child of God. You're serving God. You're humbling yourself in the sight of God. You trust in God. You're practicing doing what he says. Things are going to get better for you. Though your beginning was small, your latter end should greatly increase. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. It might seem insignificant now. Things might look small and little right now. It might look like things are not working like you desire them to work. But I'm telling you, child of God, God's going to cause things to come together. God's going to place people in your life to help you and bless you. God is going to cause things to get better for you. Number one, all you got to do is trust in the Lord. You've got to know that you got to trust that God is going to provide. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. Things are going to get better for you. Oh, glory to God. You got to trust in him, child of God. And number two, you got to keep going forward. Keep moving forward. Don't do like Lot's wife. Lot's wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Lot kept going. You and I got to keep going. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you look back. Don't you look back now. Hallelujah. Look at Genesis chapter 19. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 19. God is good. And we're going to read verse 26 and verse 30. Genesis chapter 19 and verse 26. But his wife, Lot's wife, looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Lot, in verse 30, and Lot went up out of Zoar. He didn't look back, and he dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. Lot didn't look back. His two daughters didn't look back. Don't you look back. Keep moving forward. Glory be to God. Let's look at Exodus. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Don't look back on your past mistakes. Don't look back on your failures. Don't look back. You got to keep going forward. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 14. And let's read verses 13 through 15. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The enemy was coming after them, Apostle Hunter. The enemy.
Yes,
the enemy was coming
yes.
after them. Pharaoh and
yes.
his army was coming after them. And God said, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch, I'm getting ready to deliver you. That's what he's saying. I'm getting ready to deliver you. You don't have to do nothing. This fight is not yours. This fight is mine. I got your
yes.
back. I'm going to
no.
take up for you. I got your slack. Oh, glory to God. I got your lightweight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God
Hallelujah.
Knows how to handle our lightweight. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, those enemies whom you have seen today, those who are listening through the radio, those who have been bothering you, you're not going to see them no longer after today. Oh, glory to God. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace. Hold your peace, child of God. You don't have to say a word. God got your back. And the Lord hey. Said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Stop crying unto me and go forward. Oh, glory be to God. God said, I got your back, child of God. Stop your crying and go forward. Hallelujah.
Nope.
Things are going to get better for you. Trust in the Lord. Keep moving forward. And my third point, say goodbye to some things. Say goodbye to wrong words. Say goodbye to wrong thinking. Say goodbye to wrong people. Say goodbye to stinginess. Say goodbye to wrong behavior. Oh, glory to God. Say goodbye and so
yes.
long. Hallelujah.
No. No.
Say bye-bye. Hallelujah.
No.
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. We got to say goodbye to some wrong things, to some wrong words, to some wrong
yes.
people, to some wrong behavior, to stinginess. We've got to say goodbye. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. Oh, glory to God. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. We need to be living a new and a living way. We got to say goodbye to some wrong things. We need to be practicing our new and living way, which he has concentrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Say goodbye to some wrong words, to some wrong things, to some wrong people, to stinginess, to wrong behavior. Oh, glory to God. And my fourth and my final point, and go and possess what God has for you. Hallelujah. Go seize what God has for you. Go seize it. Go take it. Hallelujah. Go take what God has for you. Hallelujah. Things are going to get better for you. You and I, we got to go take it. We got to go get it. Oh, glory to God. Go get it. Go take it. Go seize it. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 11, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, the promised land, which the Lord your God giveth you to go possess it. Glory to God. Go get it. Go get it. Go possess it. Go possess what God has for you. Things are going to get better for you. Apostle, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What teaching. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. I know,
God is
good. He's good all the time.
Yes, he is.
My God.
Yeah, that's good.